Before you listen to today's broadcast, can I ask you to do three things? First, pray with me that God would use this show to touch many lives in a lasting way. Second, if you're blessed by the broadcast, share it with others. Tell others about the Line of Fire. And third, would you pray about standing with us in support with a one-time gift or as a monthly torchbearer to help us spread the fire? If you'd like to stand with us, go to askdrbrown.org. Click on support. Be blessed. How does someone backslide? What causes someone who once knew Jesus to turn their backs on him and deny him? We'll take it up today on The Line of Fire.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the Line of Fire.
We've all seen it happen. If you're around long enough in Jesus, you'll see it happen. Someone that's walking with the Lord seems to be as saved as you are, committed to the Lord, and then they backslide. They fall away. They turn their back on God. They reject him. Why do people backslide? Michael Brown, glad to be with you today on the Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884 to weigh in with your comments or get involved in the discussion on our Facebook page, Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown on Facebook. Let me tell you why this issue has been on my mind. While I was in Israel, we were talking about how many people got saved in the Jesus People movement. We were talking about how radical the conversions were. People like me coming out of heavy drug background, ending up in a church, getting saved, the last place you expected to be. Hippies, radicals, rebels around the world coming to know Jesus. It was glorious. It was amazing. It was incredible. A season from the late 60s into the early mid-70s that was unprecedented in certain ways in terms of the nature of the harvest and the breadth of the harvest happening supernaturally around the world. And yet, many of the people that came to faith with me, and by the way, I don't want to debate once saved, always saved with you. Let's all agree that we know people that were with us in the Lord serving God together that are not right now. What their fate is, we'll leave between them and God, okay? But so many of the people that came to faith back then subsequently fell away. My best friends, two of them, one in particular, I was best man in his wedding. He was best man in my wedding. He was instrumental in helping lead me to the Lord. After a few years, he turned away. When I was doing the lecture at Hebrew University, a counter-missionary came. I played a clip from our interaction yesterday. And she said she was a former believer. I didn't know her back then, but that she was a Messianic Jew and committed to the Lord and has denied the faith and turned away and now actively working against faith in Jesus. What causes people to backslide? Now, I'd love to hear from you in particular, 866-34-TRUTH. I'd love to hear from you in particular if you yourself at one point in your life fell away and now you're back with the Lord and you can tell us what happened. What was the process? Because look, we know the fault is never with God. We know he's promised to keep us. We know his power is real. We know that there's no temptation that can overtake us that's too powerful for us or God wasn't watching or something like that, right? We're aware of that. His keeping power is real. His promises are real. So if there's backsliding, there has to be something on our end. I've got a list of a bunch of things that could cause someone to backslide. But what's your own observation? Maybe you've seen it in your own life where you didn't actually turn away from Jesus. You didn't actually walk away from God fully. But maybe you realized, hey, I'm leaving my first love. Boy, I'm a shell of who I used to be in God. Boy, I'm starting to fall in areas I never fell in before, and it's kind of a wake-up call to you. Maybe right now you find yourself in a state of you believe the gospel is true, but you're away from God. I'd love to hear from you, too, and we'll pray for you. We won't heap condemnation on you. We'll pray for you. 866-34-TRUTH. Why do people backslide? You know, there's a saying, being forewarned is being fore-equipped. And if we understand Satan's devices, which Paul writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians and says we're not ignorant of his devices. If we understand Satan's devices, if we understand human nature, we often mess up the same way repeatedly. If we can learn from the mistakes others have made and by looking at the wisdom of the Word of God, the things that God has laid out for us, if we can see some of the principal reasons that the people of Israel would often backslide. One of the most beautiful verses in the book of Jeremiah, beautiful alliteration in the third chapter of Jeremiah, it says this, Shuvu banim shovavim, er pama shuvotechem. You hear that sound, shuv, repeated there? Let me say it again. Shuvu banim shovavim, er pama shuvotechem, which I would translate to bring out the alliteration of the Hebrew into English. Turn back, O back-turning children, I will heal your backslidings. Much of the Old Testament tells the story of backsliding, tells the story of Israel's wanderings. So I want to make this broadcast as practical as possibly can. Look, we stand for certain things. We're here for certain things on the Line of Fire. We're here to be a voice of moral, cultural, spiritual revolution. That begins with the people of God being alive. That begins with the people of God being vibrant. That begins with awakening in the church, awakening among believers, and then that awakening spreads out into the body as a whole, and it spreads out into the culture. The light shines in the darkness. So we first have to look at our own lives. If we're not vibrant, if we're not full of faith, if we're not walking obediently in victory over sin, if we are not ourselves reflecting Jesus, how is the world going to be changed? If the light within America is darkness, how great is the darkness? To take Jesus' words and put them in another context. So we're going to look at this practically, and those of you listening that you're ashamed right now because you've blown it, you messed up, you feel there's no hope, may I assure you, based on the promises of God, based on the clear teaching of the Word of God, may I assure you that no matter how far you are from God right now, there is a way back. And that the fact you're even listening to me now and you're alive with breath means there is hope. The fact that you have not utterly rejected God, turned your back on him and have no interest in him and are spitting in his face, so to say, and you're actually listening and you're wondering if there's a way back, I want you to know there's a way back. And not to be melodramatic, if you listen to the show enough, you know that that's not what we're about. Not to be melodramatic, but perhaps this show has been designed by God decades before I ever thought about it, right now to reach you, my friend, who once knew the Lord and you find yourself in a backslidden state. So I say to one and all, there is a way back. Before the broadcast's over, there are a few other things I want to talk about of lesser importance. I just coming back from Israel. I want to talk to you about airport security, and I want to talk to you about something of tremendous seriousness, Korea, what could be all-out war between North and South Korea. But right now, the focus is on our individual lives in God. And the issue of why do some people backslide. Phone lines are jammed, so let me go right to the phones, beginning with Scott in Waukee, Iowa. Welcome to the Line of Fire. Hello? We lost Scott, wanted to talk about backsliding through divorce. Let me get to Tamika in Jacksonville. What's your story, Tamika? I'd love to hear it.
Hi. I'm amazed. I was just having this conversation this morning, and I found that a lot of the time it was, number one, that I was not being spiritually fed the Word of God. I had no idea, you know, what the promises were for me. You know, so many times it was just kind of like, okay, I'm saved, now what? Mm. But a lot of times when I fell backwards, it usually had to do with, you know, me not forgiving myself of sin. You know, it was just kind of like, okay, mm-hmm. but I did this and I did that and I did the other thing. How's God ever going to be able to use me for anything when I keep doing these things and I can't seem to control myself?
So then the cycle comes in, the sin, and then the condemnation, and then the hopelessness, and then it makes it easier to sin again, and you just fall into kind of a spiral downward.
Exactly.
How long did you find yourself in that state, Tamika?
Well, actually, it's kind of how many times I found myself in that state. You know, I am at a wonderful Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church right now who has clued me in on the promises of God. And it's just kind of like, you know, he said, I forgive you of these sins. You know, why would you even bring them up again? You know what I'm saying? Once I got that word.
Praise God.
And it's begun to operate in my spirit. You know, I can do stuff and repent for it. And then, you know, it's forgotten.
And you're free as a bird to move forward.
Exactly. And yeah. And I'd never gotten that before.
Interesting.
So that was just one of the things, just one of the many things that led me back down that path that I didn't really want to be on.
Yeah, Tamika, that's on my list right here, and as well, that I wrote up before the show. So lack of being seriously fed the word, therefore you don't really know who God is. You don't know how he relates to you, and it really opens up massive crisis. Hey, we're up against a break, but thanks for calling in. And above all, thank God that you're strong in him today.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Great.
All right, we've got a whole bunch of calls to take, a lot of practical things to talk about. Jesus can keep you strong to the end. Be assured. We come back more on why do people backslide. This is critical life and death stuff here on the Line of Fire today. So why do people backslide? Why do people fall away from Jesus, the fountain of life? Why do people lose faith in God or cease to walk with God? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us today on the Line of Fire. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Love to hear from you. In particular, if you yourself fell away from the Lord for a time and came back to him, or if you're struggling right now today, we'd love to hear from you and pray with you on the show. I want to share later in the broadcast some of my own story, late 70s, early 80s, with theological intellectual pride creeping into my life and lack of devotion, intimacy being what it used to be, that there was a gradual backslide and that took place in my own life, not to the point of walking away from the Lord, but getting colder. And I was haunted by words that I heard my pastor say in the church in which I was saved. It might take a man 20 years to backslide. And I thought, you know, it's just like your hair getting gray. Probably wasn't thinking about gray hair then, but, you know, putting on weight or something. It's just little by little by little by little by little by little, and then suddenly everything's different. A few years ago, when I was part of the leadership team in the Brownsville Revival, I started doing day sessions. And the very first day sessions I did, it was pastor's meetings on a Friday afternoon. We ended up moving it to late Friday morning. But we started on a Friday afternoon, and I did a two-part message on Are You Backsliding? We've got a link to those messages. You can listen to it. If you go to AskDrBrown.org, AskDrBrown.org, click on the Line of Fire. There'll be a link to the messages. You just scroll down on the audio resources, and you'll see Are You Backsliding? Part 1 and 2. And I finished the message. These were pastors and leaders, hundreds of them. And they swarmed the altar and began weeping and crying out. And we had a problem because we had to clear the building because of the overflow crowds that had to be in there for the service that night. What do? You got all these leaders, men and women on their faces weeping and crying. But God convicted their heart. These are leaders. These are leaders. So I strongly want to encourage you to listen to those messages, that signs of a backsliding heart. Are you backsliding? Again, they're available for free listening at AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire, and it'll link you to those resources. All right, back to the phones. Larry in Midlothian, Virginia, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Thanks for being on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I have, I have no shame because Jesus is my Savior. So even though I have, I guess you'd say backslidden, I identify with the prophet through whom God challenged the prophets of Baal, and God set the sacrifice on fire himself and defeated the prophets of Baal. And so that prophet of God was triumphant, or at least God was triumphant through him that day. But the very next day, he found himself running for his life in fear from Jezebel. So he was more afraid of Jezebel, and the day after God had proven himself, that prophet found himself unable to have the faith in God to stand up to Jezebel. So in any case, I found myself there after years in the church and living a spirit-led life. My wife and I both leading Sunday school classes and bringing people to Christ, and it was just an absolutely amazing 4 years in our lives that were day to day. We just kept waiting for what's God going to do next. It was so amazing and exciting.
What happened?
Well, what happened?
In short,
The short part that happened of a sudden was God led me clearly, even miraculously, and then dumped me. I mean, he made a public humiliation of me, and I just could not understand it. I felt so betrayed. And so I'm left in this, I don't know what to do. So I don't have a strong, I mean, I know it's like you said, it's me, not God. But I am just befuddled. I'm lost.
You hit a wall, and it feels like God has dumped you. Hey, listen, Larry. This is a serious situation. You've hit a serious wall, and you're quite candid about it. Would you be willing to talk to one of my colleagues off the air for a few minutes, so he could just speak to you in a bit more detail and pray with you? And do justice to your situation. All right, listen, I want to pray with you now. And can you jot this number down?
I can.
All right, it's 888-378-FIRE. 888-378-FIRE.
Got it.
All right, I'm going to pray with you now, Larry. And then as soon as you hang up, call my assistant, Trent. He's a man of God, a man of the Spirit, and he'll take some time with you, more than we can do in a show like this.
All right.
But when we open up a subject like this, it's not just theoretical. All right, so let me pray with you, and then immediately pick up the phone and call Trent. Father, I lift up Larry to you and his wife. Lord, I don't know what's happened, but the depth of disappointment, the questioning, what in the world happened? It seemed like everything was great and wonderful, and the bottom fell out. Lord, he's speaking about many who've had a similar experience. I'm asking you to demonstrate your goodness and your kindness, and to work whatever has to be worked in him, and help him to find his way back to fellowship with you, intimacy with you, and whatever it is that went wrong along the way, give him insight so he can be stronger in the end than he was in the beginning. May this be the beginning of a radical, wonderful restoration for Larry and his wife as well, in Jesus' name. All right, Larry, give Trent a call, and then keep us posted with your journey, all right?
I'll do it. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
God bless.
Listen, folks, I hope you understand that in a situation like that, you really got to probe. Unless the Lord gives you immediate supernatural insight, you've got to ask questions. You've got to really find out what happened in the life. And to do justice to that, we just can't do it in a few minutes and with a break coming up and things like that. So let's really believe that God set this up for Larry and others today. And I trust that Trent, my faithful assistant, will have some wisdom and spiritual insight to help Larry back. And look, what he said, he's talking candidly. God dumped him. That's how it felt to him. You said, no, but he never did. I understand God never fails, and Larry acknowledged it, that it's not God's fault, that God doesn't fail, but it certainly feels like that to some. Everything was great. I hit a wall, and it seems like God wasn't there, and he let me down. That's why some people, in fact, fall away. All right, let me grab another call before our break. Lindsay in York, South Carolina, thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. I've been listening to your show a lot of times when I'm on lunch break. I'm actually on lunch break now at work. This is something that I've been dealing with for a long time, this issue. I was a backslider. The reason I backslid was, my father was a preacher, and, he got let go of his job, and our family fell into, really deep depression. I actually tried to kill myself several times.
Oh.
And, excuse me. I got into pornography at a young age, around 11 or so.
Really?
And that really messed me up pretty bad. And I later on in my young life, I fell into several sexual sins, which I probably can't really mention about.
Hey, Lindsay, hang on one second. I know you're on lunch break. If you can just stay with us a couple minutes more, I want to talk to you on the other side of the break, all right? So hang on. All right, hang on. I want to hear the story. But this is another issue. Offenses get in. Something happens to someone close to you. You see somebody mistreated, split in the church. Someone lets you down. Offenses come in. It can lead to backsliding. It can lead to backsliding. Stay with us. Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire. Michael Brown talking to you about backsliding, why some people fall away, why some people who once were intimate with Jesus, walking strongly with him, fall away. 866-34-TRUTH. I'd like to hear from you in particular if this was your own experience and God has brought you back. Also, I really strongly encourage you to visit our website, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click on The Line of Fire. And for today's show, you'll see a link to a two-part message, free to listen to, Are You Backsliding? Pastors, leaders, believers from all backgrounds, listen to this when you get a chance. It'll get you at the very core of your being, and it may be the very thing that'll save your life. Okay, before the break, we were talking to Lindsay in York, South Carolina. Lindsay, you'd explained that your dad was a pastor. When he lost his position, it had a negative effect on your family. It hurt you deeply as a kid. Got into pornography at the age of 11, other sexual sins. So I'm all ears. What happened?
Well, what happened was after that, I just became really rebellious, and I would beat up on my father because I was mad at him because I felt like he wasted his life in the ministry because the people who he was trying to help turned on him, and he was always dedicated, and they turned on him, and I was mad at my father. I said, instead of going to helping these people, you could have helped me. You could have spent more time with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very angry and just rebellious, and I was taking all my anger out, and I continued to do that, and then I finally said, well, I got to do something, you know, with my life here. So I joined the Navy, and then that's when I first tried my first suicide attempt there, and I took a bunch of pills. But after that, I got out of armed discharge. Surprisingly to me, I did smoke some marijuana at that time. I was doing that a good bit, and that they put down drug usage on that for my discharge, honorable discharge. I felt bad about it because, you know, I felt guilty because, you know, for what I did. But,
So how did you find your way back, Lindsay?
Well, I found my way back about 20 years later. I got married at 24, and then I actually lived in sin. That was one of the sins, too. Wasn't married. Me and my wife wasn't married
right.
At the time, and we finally got married. My father kept pressing the fact we ought to get married, and, well, later on, 20 years later after marriage, I was into drugs again, trying to cover up my guilty feelings and that I've done all this all through my life and the sins that I've done. And how I came back is finally, I came home from work and I rolled a few joints up and smoked them, and my wife came out and we started getting into a fight right then and there about whatever. I forgot what it was about, but she proceeded to call the police, and then that's when I went and grabbed the guns and thought I was going to kill myself, and took off in the truck, and then, I decided to come back because I knew they were going to come after me, and then, how I got back, I went to jail, and a Christian bail bondsman spoke to me and told me that God still loved me, and if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be right now, because I guess I just needed to fall to the bottom in order
really?
To get back up. I don't know why.
Lindsay, how many years ago was that you hit bottom?
This has been a little over 2 years ago that all this happened. And what happened was I lost my house I quit my job because I was going to have to go to these classes. I got charged with many counts of marijuana, 4 or 5 counts of that, and also I got charged with domestic violence, which I didn't touch my wife, but
right.
I guess caused the issue with the guns and my children in the house.
Lindsay, yeah, let me just jump in. I appreciate you sharing all this so honestly, and thank God you're still alive to tell the story, because you hit bottom and you could have taken your life, or other things could have happened, and you're alive to tell the story. That, you know, the key thing, though, obviously, to learn from this is you just have to keep your heart clear. You can't let offense get in, or bitterness get in, or anger get in, because then it just leads to the cycle of guilt and condemnation and sin. And yep. Thank God also that his mercy is real. And if you you know what you have to do, though, and I'm sure you understand it, you know, you have a little kid and they're scared and they hold on to you. They get their claws stuck, you know, their fingers like claws stuck into you, you know, just they're holding on for dear life. That's how you have to walk with Jesus. Don't let anything separate you, and he'll keep you strong. Hey, man, thank you, Lindsay, for sharing all that. And grace to you as you continue to go forward in Jesus. By the way, I mentioned the outset of the show that there was something I want to talk about, my own experience in Israel with security and TSA. We've just got too many important calls to take. I may get into that tomorrow. But look, nothing is more important than your personal relationship with God. Nothing is more important than your personal relationship with God. Your physical health, as important as that is, your relationships with other people, as important as those are, your well-being in a host of other areas, nothing is as important as your personal relationship with God, and that must be the priority. When anything else becomes the priority, and when the thing that should be first becomes second, we open the door to backsliding. We open the door to wrong relationships, I mean spiritually and otherwise. We open the door to the pollutants of the world. We open the door to the flesh. We open the door to 100 other things. God's power is never lacking. But this is a relationship. This is a love relationship, just like a husband and wife. It's not a matter of coercion. And if we are determined to not let the fire on the altar go out, how? By meeting with God, by walking with God, by putting him first, we'll find an ever-flowing stream of life. And in those times of weakness and pain, he's there to just grab us, pull us back, keep us on track. Let's see. Aaron in Atlanta, thanks for holding. What's your story, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, man. Thank you.
Good. I just had a few insights I felt like the Lord shared with me, just in my own experience. Raised in a good Bible-believing household, amazing folks, definitely brought up in the Word, but they definitely believed in letting us make our own decisions. So, you know, all the kids in our family kind of went through these rebellious years, and then one by one, you know, the Lord made himself real, and that truth that was in us came back out. And so one thing I just wanted to share that in my own experience was that in my own life and in seeing in other people's lives, it seems like, well, you know, when the Lord first beckons you and first sends the Holy Spirit to you and just sends that sweetness, it seems like there's this season where, you know, he's so real, he's so alive, he's speaking constantly, he's always there, and so it's like, mm-hmm. it's like breathing, you know, that just you don't really have to think about it. And it seems like almost like clockwork in my own life and in friends, you know, there's a time where he almost withdraws a little bit just to see, are we serious, you know? And so I know in my own life, I came to that point a few times, you know, where I had these sweet seasons. And then it's like, it's almost like he brought me to the foot of the cross. You know, it was like my own mini cross.
Yep.
It's like, are you going to deny yourself, or are you going to choose to trust in yourself? Are you going to trust in, you know, trust in your flesh and your own understanding? And so I just know that in my own experience and in the years where I kind of teetered back and forth into old sin and drugs and whatever, it was always that I came to a place and I clung to my own understanding.
All right, and hey, I've got to jump in, but I think we got the point. Thank you, Aaron.
Okay.
God of light. We are talking today about backsliding. What are some of the reasons that people fall away? And just listen to some of the calls today. Boy, it's heart-rending stuff. It's gut-wrenching to hear. And some of the people closest to me over the years in the Lord once knew Jesus and fell away. The fellow instrumental in leading me to the Lord, my best friend, played in the band together, walked with the Lord a few years, then fell away. I remember teaching one time in New York City when we had a branch of Fire School of Ministry in New York. And I just happened to, we were talking about the subject. I mentioned my friend just broke down crying. Still so burdened for him. If you think of it, pray for him. His name is Jonathan. 866-34-TRUTH. Yes, Michael Brown here on the Line of Fire. You know, I've ministered overseas many, many times. Was in Israel last week, and 6 days from now I'll be leaving for India, and been to Korea 11 times. One time I was with a driver and the translator, and we were, I knew they missed the turn. It was a foggy kind of morning, and they didn't really have a good sense of direction. I didn't know exactly where we were supposed to turn, but I knew we missed the turn. That much I knew. And by the way, this is going to tie in with backsliding. And as we drove, we were going for a while, and all of a sudden the translator said, "Oh, we're very close to DMZ, the demilitarized zone." We were getting close to the border of North Korea. We were getting close to no man's land for folks to just be driving up there. And I had heard for years that the South Koreans prayed fervently, not just because of God's working in their midst and them wanting to see many people saved, but also because they had North Korea on their border, a hostile nation with a demented leader with bizarre thinking that could have some end time mentality or siege mentality and do something just totally crazy. And when war games have been run, computerized war games, North Korea would win against South Korea. So there has been some firing back and forth. It's serious. It's deadly. It could erupt into something very ugly. I don't have insight on it beyond that, but just having been there and knowing the people and watched some of the stories about the war games and how it would play out. You know, this is a very, very serious situation. But I tie that in with the backsliding subject simply to say this. We need to take the state of our soul just as vigilantly. We need to consider our own well-being in God, the health of our own soul, just as vigilantly as the South Koreans would be praying because of potential invasion from the North. There are invading forces that want to take you out, friend. There are invading forces that want to drag you down. Oh, I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about spiritual. There are invading forces that want to do you in and make you a shell of who you are, a shell of who you were. Some of you listening are right now shells of who you were. Go to my website, AskDrBrown.org, AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. I know I've announced it a few times, but I feel it's critically important. Click on the link for Line of Fire, and you'll see Are You Backsliding?, a two-part audio message preached years back in the heat of revival. And you can listen to it for free, download it, listen to it as many times as you want. I believe it'll help you. There's also a website linked online there, Prodigals Only, but it's simply remember, prodigalsonly.com, prodigalsonly.com. If you find yourself in a backslidden situation, go to prodigalsonly.com. Or if you need to talk to someone, give us a call off the show at 888-378-FIRE. All right, let me try to get to another call or two. Sam in Urbandale, Iowa, thank you so much for calling the Line of Fire.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Sounds like you're doing well.
No, going through a bitter divorce with a nasty shrew. And that would be where I would consider a lot of people. I've had friends that have gone through divorce as well. And as you see, all the families get hurt. The children get hurt. The attorneys make out very well. And you have a tendency to just see things disappear. You see Christ disappear, and you're basically left out there on your own.
Just explain, Sam, just take a second to explain. When you see Jesus seems to disappear, you're saying? It's like he's not there, it's just crisis, and he's nowhere to be found? That's how you feel?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And even talking with my friend, they're also of the opinion, it's just like, as low as it gets, it always can get lower, and usually does. And in the end, you stand there and you look around, the dust clears, and I had one friend, and he goes, I was done, and I stood there, and it was just me. And to this day, I would say he's an atheist, and I can see where he's coming from, because, you know, going down that same road right now, you know, your faith hangs by a thread. You hang by a thread, and you go through all this garbage. And it's just easy to go, you know, I've endured this by myself this far. I think I can finish this.
Yeah, road. Not worth hanging on. Hey, Sam, can you stay with us through the break so I can talk to you another minute?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Boy, the tone of voice sounded upbeat, but obviously a lot of pain in that situation. And he speaks for many. We'll give some practical wisdom when we come back right here on the Line of Fire. Boy, there are a lot of difficult stories out there, a lot of people hurting. Jesus will prove himself faithful. If you're listening and you're away from God right now, here's a website to go to, prodigalsonly.com. Prodigalsonly.com. If you forget it, you know my website, askdrbrown.org. When you click on the Line of Fire, we've got that link up for you. But I want to say it again, prodigalsonly.com. I'm going to give you some practical thoughts in terms of a whole bunch of reasons that people backslide and what we can do about it. But I just want to finish off my talk with Sam. So Sam, in the midst of the horror of the divorce, the trauma of it, and you've described it well. I mean, just in a few short words, you've given a picture to those of us who haven't gone through divorce of what it can feel like. Have you been able to hold on to God or find your way back to confidence in him?
No. As a matter of fact, to be honest with you, I don't even waste my time anymore. After seeing all the pain that goes through, you know, the eyes of my children, my family, it's really hard. It doesn't get any better. And what makes everything worse, much, much worse, is Christianity has always been at the forefront in my life of being through the service. There are no atheists in foxholes. That's true. And then dealing with, in my particular situation, my wife has just absolutely astounded herself to be this uber Christian, just way over the top with, you know, how she is and how just wonderful her Christianity is. And then for her to turn around and treat myself, my children, my family, our friends. And it's like, okay. And even to this very minute.
All right, so let me just jump in and say this, and I'd love to communicate with you more off the air. The number to call, we've given out a few times, so I'll give it out once more. But let me just share this last thought with you, Sam. You cannot let anything stand between you and Jesus. No matter what, the most important thing, if you lose him, you lose everything. If you care about your kids, you've got to take hold of God at any cost or consequence, no matter what. This has to be the radical pursuit. And if you'll seek him with everything you have, he will come through for you, Sam, and he'll turn darkness to light. Don't get negative towards him because of what you've gone through. I'm telling you, there are scores of people, scores of thousands that'll tell you they went through hell and came back and are stronger in God than they've ever been. But here's the number to call. We'd love to talk with you more and pray with you. 888-378-FIRE. That's 888-378-3473. 888-378-FIRE. We'd love to help you. All right. Boy, I wish I had hours. I was not fully expecting some of the issues to be live right now, but I'm so glad you're all listening. I wish I had hours to talk to each of you. But let me give you my bottom line. There's a whole list of reasons why people backslide. They never get properly grounded. They break fellowship with God. They're not ready for attacks that come their way. They sin, fall under condemnation. They have wrong views of God or doctrine. They don't understand his forgiveness. They go through hurt, disappointment. They don't have fellowship with other believers. They go through a traumatic situation, social pressure, fear. They major on minors and get their eyes off what really matters. A social pressure, things like that. Personal offenses creep in. So many things can happen. But if you determine that there is nothing more important than your relationship with God, if you'll seek him more than you seek money, if you'll seek him more than you seek personal satisfaction, if you'll seek him more than you seek personal health, if you seek him more than you seek friends, if you will seek him, you will find him. And you will find God to be a caring, dear, wonderful Father who will never disappoint you. And you will find Jesus to be your best friend. Don't lose hope. Go after him. Believe his word. Hold him to his promises. And light will shine out of darkness. AskDrBrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. The links will help you there.